McCoy Tyner and Michael Brecker. That was Impressions from McCoy Tyner's album Infinity. We, of course, are celebrating the birthday of John Coltrane. Tomorrow he would have turned 87 years old. So here on the show today, we are celebrating his legacy, the life and legacy of John Coltrane. We're playing all Coltrane, all his cuts, some secret cuts that maybe you haven't heard. So some underground stuff is coming up. Plus, of course, the tunes that you know and that we all love. So keep it locked here, because if you're a fan of Coltrane, as I assume you are, you don't want to miss what we've got coming up over the next hour and a half, because it is 6:35 here in the studio, and we're just getting started. What we're going to continue with is a cut from Africa Brass. It's a song of the Underground Railroad, and it's based on a spiritual called Follow the Drinking Gourd. You can hear a version of this recorded by the Weavers. That was a folk revivalist group from many, many years back, of course. And you can listen to the similarities. It's a bit tricky to find the similarities between Coltrane's version compared to the original, because he, of course, spun it and made it his own. And that's what we're going to hear next. So Song of the Underground Railroad is coming up. And then after that, we're going to play some more John Coltrane. Let's play a live rendition of Pursuance, maybe. Let's do that. He only performed A Love Supreme once, and we have that recording. So that's what we're going to play next. So I hope you enjoy. Remember, if you have any questions or if you want to make a request, 617-824-8852 is the number to call, and we would be happy to play whatever Coltrane is on your mind. So you're listening to Reads and Deeds 2 on WECB. This is Song of the Underground Railroad.